Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
The eagle is still flying, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a big old land with countless.
This is What's on Your Mind. We call it that for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind.
Hard work.
Might it be a lack of a red wave?
Yeah.
I take that back.
We've got it.
There was a red wave. It just was in North Dakota.
Where the stars and
definite red wave in North Dakota. As predicted. Some other places, not so much. So the question we ask is, why is that? What happened? Answer that question by calling us today on the program at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100 to call us. 855, it's a toll-free number now, 855-200-1776. Extension 1. Chat with us live on the air.
Overwhelmingly, this, I've got texts all morning about pretty much the same question. The one that kind of, that overwhelming message was, I'm wondering if all the talk about the red wave didn't energize Democratic voters. These people don't give a whit about the state of our country or its future. They're concerned about Democrats staying in power and seriously think they'll lead us all to the promised land. The Democratic voters had nothing to vote for, but they still showed up in record numbers. Why? No other reason other than to defeat the very people who are trying to preserve their freedoms and the historic American way of life, and they can't or refuse to see it. I think that's very well put and very well said.
But the destructive policies of the Biden administration were on the ballot.
Amen. Woke is motivated, man.
They were on the ballot.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yep. Doesn't matter. Climate. Abortion. Trans rights. Bad guns.
So there's more of them than us?
Oh, buddy.
They get all worried about, talk of a red wave. And
reproductive health care.
High up on a lot of ballots, according to some of the exit polling we've been seeing.
This election proves that God is great, beer is good, wine also, and people are crazy.
Well, any theory is a good theory. You tell us what happened. That's our question today. You can also text 701-237-1590. That's our question of the day. What happened? What the heck happened anyway? Now, I want to have a little bit of a smile on your face. And we're watching closely Senate races in Arizona, in Nevada, in Georgia. Where else am I forgetting? One more, Kev.
Wisconsin. You're Wisconsin? Wisconsin, Nevada, Georgia.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
And,
yep. Yep. And Wisconsin was not supposed to be close. That's Ron Johnson. I mean, all of the polls had that as, you know, 4, 5, 6 points in favor of Ron Johnson. But the good news is, you know, you get Wisconsin, you get Nevada, you get Arizona. Georgia, we're not going to find anything out until January.
Yeah.
Because it'll have to be a runoff because these two, are below 50%. I mean, it's flipped back and forth.
Part of the new nonsense in Georgia, too, as far as voting. You got to get 50% of the vote. It's almost on that rank voting.
Exactly.
Here's a great question that I got a text earlier on. Who is now? Think about tactics, okay? Who's responsible for the Roe versus Wade timing, for the need to have the SCOTUS make a decision on that? If that wouldn't have happened, the Dems would really have nothing to run on. The timing of that decision—that's a good question.
Well, it's not timed to the political calendar at all.
Right. It's just whenever the case comes up.
You know, I've always heard abortion is a 50-50 issue. You know, you're going to have 50 in favor and 50 against. And so I think it's more a case of all the talk of a red wave motivating folks than necessarily that particular issue being the motivator. My own personal take. Welcome yours on the program today, 701-271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776. A lot of things yet to be decided. This we know. North Dakota, solid red state. Minnesota, Kevin, you live there, so you can explain Minnesota. Minnesota is a Minnesota? Is that what we learned from last night?
Yeah, pretty much.
Minnesota is Minnesota.
Mike checked in from Perham on our 855-200-1776 listener line and wanted to...
I don't know what to say. You want to know what happened? The people of Minnesota haven't learned one damn thing. That they're going to let Tim Walz continue to ruin the state of Minnesota. He wants us to be just like California. And you know what that place looks like. I can't believe that the people of Minnesota could be so butt stupid.
That's pretty much what I'm running into. Thanks, Mike. But are they? You know, and again, Minnesota's Minnesota, New York, California, Illinois, you know, Pennsylvania, these states where this is just... There was a lot of shenanigans going on yesterday that you just can't ignore.
You know, Florida used to be a swing state, and Governor DeSantis won, I think, 62 of 67 counties last night. So it can happen. It definitely can happen. But I think Republican messaging, Republican tactics... need to get better. No question about it. When you ask the question, what happened? I'm perplexed. Given the conditions, given the mess this country is in, unbelievable. Don't get it. Ben in Rolog, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, I'm down in Arizona, and I listened to Carrie Lake yesterday. And when she voted, the machines didn't work in her precinct. So she went over to the Democrat favorite area and just whistled right through. And I'm still going to say the Dems have the voting machines in control. And I don't care what the Republicans going to do. As long as they have those machines in control, they're going to win. And when you have senators and congressmen that don't believe it, you're going to keep losing.
So what was the deal in Arizona then? That you'd go vote and they didn't work and they'd tell
you... The machines would reject them.
Yeah, so they'd what? Tell you to come back? Or how did you vote?
Or they could... you could re-vote and it would reject them. So they put them in a box and then they said they'd count them later. Well, I my trustworthiness in the election isn't so good down here in Arizona because they're as corrupt as anybody, but nobody fixes it, and that's the problem. That's what Mike has been trying to say for 2 years. You've got to get rid of these machines and vote by paper or do something. The corruption is amazing, and it's through all these states. You can set these machines to go any way you want. And that's what they're doing.
Even the tabulators. I mean, that's what we're talking about, too. Then they were spitting out wrong results. The thing wasn't tabulating correctly.
Yeah. And my point is, what, do you got to wait an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and get back in line? I mean,
well,
yes.
A lot of people probably just walked away. But like Carrie, she went over to the Democrat area and it whistled right through.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine that.
Isn't that interesting?
But... if you don't have if the Republican leadership, you got two of the worst people in the world, McCarthy and McConnell there, it ain't going to help. You've got to get rid of the bad apples. And those are the two bad apples.
Appreciate the call, Ben. Thanks a bunch. Jamie's on the road. Let's get to Jamie. You're on What's on Your Mind. What happened? Jamie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I think a lot of it had to do with have you ever talked to any of these abortion people? They're about as radical as you can get. And I got into a conversation with one, and you just can't believe how fanatical they are about abortion.
Well, that's a plausible answer to what happened. This zealotry for abortion and wanting to have, abortion law return in the U.S. That's obviously the Democrats knew something, because what they say for a good 2 months there, abortion, 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 abortion. That was their message in the middle of this crazy inflation in the economy.
And then they say, well, what are they going to do? Are you going to put them in the system, put them in foster care? Well, why don't somebody ask one of these foster care kids if they would have been aborted or put in the system?
Which they'd prefer. Yeah, no question. Ask any adoption agency whether or not they have a backlog of families waiting for the adoption opportunities, too. Good points, Jamie. Appreciate your call. Answer the question, what happened? Cameron in Grand Forks when we come back.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include 480 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of excellent cropland in McKendree County near Upham, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 123 acres of cropland in Clay County, and 401 acres of cropland in Douglas County. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated, Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When the rains came, down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Question of the day, what happened? You're waking up, going, what? What happened? That's the question we'd like an answer to today. Watching Arizona. Senate race there very closely. That'll decide the balance of power in the Senate. We've also got Nevada. Democrat leads in Arizona. Republican leads in Nevada. Georgia looks like it's going to go to a runoff. That'll be a January 6th runoff. I think we've seen this movie before, haven't we? I think we have. Unbelievable. And then Wisconsin, watching that one closely as well. Ron Johnson has a slight lead over Mandela Barnes in that race. 50.5 to 49.3 right now. Nevada's 49.9. The Republican locks all to 47.2. That would be a Republican pickup because that's an incumbent seat currently held by Democrats. So, and you got to give these folks credit because it's a tough environment, obviously.
The red one text I got, you can never believe your own press. I think we believed a little bit of our own press as far as the red wave.
That's why we're asking the question, yep. What happened? What happened? You tell us. 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. Let me tell you about specials at PetroServe USA for some home cooking and some grab-and-go convenience today. That sound any good? Country Fried Steak in Harwood, Scalloped Potatoes and Ham, 12th Avenue and I-29, Macaroni and Beef, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Chicken Alfredo in Glendon, Tater Tot Hot Dish, 45th Fargo, Euland, West Main Avenue, Fargo, Valley City, a couple other locations where you'll find home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and today buy two fresh baked cookies and get one free. Isn't that nice? PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Let's go to Cameron in Grand Forks for his answer to the question of the day. What happened? Cameron, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, Scott, I think that, you know, being on the campaign trail up here in 43, I can tell you, I think there's two prevailing issues that really energize the Democrats, you know, very much so nationwide. And the abortion issue is one. And what we've done with the Dobbs decision, we've really created that single issue voter that's simply the inverse of the evangelical pro-life vote. And I think, and there's a lot of young people, I think, that really, that the polls didn't pick up that came out on that one issue. The other thing I think is we have a Trump hangover syndrome. And there's a lot of people, even people who used to be Republican, who just will not vote Republican because of Trump. And so I think as a party, we need to sit back and say, you know, I think Trump was the right message and the wrong avatar. And you look at what Ron DeSantis did in Florida and just blew it out of the water. And I think there you have basically the same message as Trump, different messenger. And
totally
he's really
agree.
Running on those results. Yeah. And so I think what the best thing that President Trump can do is step to the side and say, look, you know, I energized. I got some people that we wouldn't normally have in the Republican Party into the Republican Party. It's time to step aside and have a better messenger drive my same issues. And I think that's really the two main things that happened, aside from any possible shenanigans.
Interesting analysis.
That's 1,000% what I would tell Trump if I had his ear.
Question is, what does he do next week? I don't think he listens to Cameron in Grand Forks.
I think he announces he's coming back on Twitter.
He's announcing something next week, and I think it's I'm running for president. You know, I think he's addicted to the game, if you will. I mean, he gets massive crowds. He does those rallies all the time. You know, he really likes
the attention.
And we'll find out next week. But that's my guess. Do you think anything differently?
Well, my guess is he's going to announce that he's going to run for president to try to ice everybody else out. But I think that Ron DeSantis, with his performance, he should be the front runner. Because I honestly, as much as I like President Trump, I really don't think that he's going to win in 24, even if he ran against Joe Biden, his terrible policies. Because with the early voting, we've made it incredibly easy to vote. And the easier you make it to vote, the less informed of an electorate that you have. the less informed an electorate that you have, the more likely they are to fall for the scare tactics. And that falls right in the line with making Democrats have a really good night.
Cameron, thanks for the call. Glad you're listening. We love Grand Forks listeners. Faith in Starbuck, Minnesota. What's on your mind?
Well, hello to everybody. Thank you for all that you do, for the great job you do. I think we have to go back further than just this election. We have to go back to what's the root of the cause. Why is it that they want to win so bad? And that's because there is that handful group that is working our not just our state, but our country like a puppet. I and others have been trying to tell people since we started getting the news and the plan and stuff in 2012. And what's happening is that we keep letting I guess as a farmer kind of thing, you just say the wolf in sheep's clothing, and we're putting them in charge of the farm. Because Obama promised us a new America. He again went ahead and showed us battling the Constitution, to which he took an oath of office. And then he started battling everybody in here about how we're wrong, how we're down, how we're this, putting down America all over the place. Now we see Joe Biden, who doesn't even know that he never met the person who invented the insulin and stuff. That person died a year before he was born. I talked to people yesterday, young people, and I was ever so grateful that they were open to listen, and I was amazed, and as were they, about how ignorant they were about what the truth was. And now they were willing to listen, but they'd already voted. And the problem is they don't like being lied to. They do want to know the truth, but they don't know facts, because we've taken the history, we've taken all of that out of our schools. So they don't know that we had to get rid of Roe versus Wade, because it never should have come in and been a law, because our courts don't make the law. So even if they would have approved how you should make cupcakes, it would not have been legal. I tried telling that to so many women, trying to explain it to them, trying to tell them this is covered elsewhere, trying to tell them to go back to the state with this. You don't know how the system works. Listen to how many ads and different things we kept hearing, like you said, about the abortion and their right. Oh my gosh, just tell somebody you're taking their rights away. And it's not a right kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, appreciate your analysis and also the effort in talking to youngsters, Faith. That's how you make a difference. And some good kids in Starbucks willing to listen. That's encouraging, too. We're up against the break, so we got to run. Thanks for the call. Please call again.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love hot spring spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Midterm election numbers continue to roll in. Republican Corey Mills is projected to win his congressional seat in Florida. He gives credit on Fox News to Governor Ron DeSantis for Republican unity throughout his campaign.
Governor DeSantis was really about making sure that the entire state won. He recognized me in many of his speeches, and so I think that you saw a real unity for the conservative red wave here in Florida.
What we know so far, J.D. Vance wins the Ohio Senate seat over Democrat Representative Tim Ryan. Democrat Gavin Newsom wins his second term as California governor. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley wins re-election. GOP's Ted Budd wins North Carolina's Senate seat in a close race. Democrat Josh Shapiro is the winner of the Pennsylvania governor's race. Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott have gubernatorial wins in Florida and Texas, respectively. USA Radio News.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota? This industry generates jobs. And the economy of every corner of North Dakota is touched by the oil and gas industry. It's true. Find out more at NorthDakotaPetroleum.org, NDPetroleum.org, NDPetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. All right, let me get Kim and Fergus Falls in here. We're going to tell you a little bit about Pink at the Pump, one of our favorite causes as well in a moment here, so stay tuned for that. And we'll continue to take more of your calls with answers to the question, what happened last night's election? Kim, what happened?
The country's tired. I think the mega movement has run its course. The polarization has left people angry, and the Republicans have no plan. They've put plan forward. I do think we're going to find out that young people turned out in strong numbers and women. And without a doubt, what happened for the party was Trump. He's taken the party down with him, and January 6th was the beginning of his end. That's what happened.
Interesting. When you say no plan, Republicans didn't offer, here's what we'll do to fix inflation, here's what we'll do to fix crime, not enough solutions. Is that what you're saying?
Right, not enough specifics. You know, they talk in generalities, but their platform was weak. And if you wanted to dive down to find out exactly what would they do, there was nothing there.
Well, there isn't a commitment to America, but I think that was, you know, too late. I mean, they
too late and really not enough of a rollout.
Yeah, they came in, but there's a number of specifics on there.
There is,
you know, in that
you're right.
Plan. There
you're
is
right.
On all
yeah.
three of those key issues. But you're right. I think they were late to the game with it. I think they were sitting back, expecting, believing their own press maybe a bit.
Yep, and I do think deep down people want a country that works. Deep down, we believe in democracy. We believe in our rights.
Well,
and I think
It's not working now, though. I mean, how is it working under Joe Biden? Economy's in shambles.
Well, you'd have to. Inflation is bad. I'll give you that. But I think you couldn't broaden that to say the economy's in shambles. That's a talking point. That's not a specific. The inflation is bad. How much of that is tied to what Joe Biden and the Democrats have done? I'll leave that to the economists. But my opinion is that there are bigger issues at work. Certainly people voted with their wallet, but I think it's a really bad sign for Republicans if they came out in this election with the, I'll use your words, the economy being so bad, and this was the outcome. I think it would be time I'd be sitting back and saying, all right, are the voices we have representing the Republican Party the voices that we really want? I think DeSantis's voice is reasonable and strong. I think Pence's is. But when you put out and march out some of these crazies that the Republican Party has, you can't blame folks when they say, you know what? No. No.
Kim, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Question of the day is, what happened? And you can text us at 701-237-1590. I need to get some of your texts. I know, and we will coming up. Or calls at 271-1100. Heidi Haugo is here with the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council to tell us a little bit about Pink at the Pump. Heidi, how are you?
I'm good, Seth. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is a great campaign. We love it every single year, and it's darn easy. Tell us a little bit about what Pink at the Pump is all about.
Yeah, so October, as we know, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And this last October was our fifth annual Pink at the Pump campaign. The North Dakota Corn Utilization Council partners with the North Dakota Ethanol Council, and 19 stations this year volunteered to be a part of this program that offered donations. So for every gallon of unleaded 88 pumped at these stations throughout the month of October, 3 cents was donated to North Dakota Women's Way, which is a program in North Dakota that is offering breast and cervical cancer screening services to eligible women in the state. And we're very excited to announce now that $2,400 were donated, and that equates to about 78,000 gallons of unleaded 88 pumped in the month of October in North Dakota at these stations.
Wow, that's fantastic. And that was more than last year, right?
It is, yes. It's about a 7% increase over last year, and you know, that's more than double what we have done in the first year in 2018. It's more than doubled to this year. So continues to be a very popular promotion and such a feel-good promotion. And really, you can't go wrong. Unleaded 88 in general is typically about 16 cents less per gallon than 87 nationally. Sometimes it's up to 50% or 50 cents less per gallon. And it's higher octane, so it's good for your wallet, it's good for your car, it's good for farmers. You guys were talking about the economy here. You know, $623 million a year is contributed to the North Dakota economy by the ethanol industry, and about 50% of the corn grown in the state is made at made into ethanol at a plant in the state, one of five plants. So tons of jobs, great for the economy, great for our farmers.
Connecting North Dakota oil fields with North Dakota corn fields. I love that. It's
absolutely, yeah. Really win-win.
We are city folks. We can help our farmers and fill up with corn, which is a great way to go. Yeah, it's a great way to go. And it's available, right? Is that, you know, you can look for it at the pumps. There's lots of choices out there. I love that.
Yeah, so, of course, this campaign itself, Pink at the Pump, did end on October 31st, but Unleaded 88 doesn't go away. There are over 40 stations in the state now offering it. Those numbers continue to increase. The North Dakota is actually a national leader in biofuel infrastructure. They were the ninth state in the nation to offer E15 at stations. And like I said, it's great for the wallet, too. It's typically somewhere between 6 to 50 cents less per gallon than your typical unleaded 87, and all cars newer than 2001, manufactured since 2001, are approved by the EPA to run unleaded 88 in their vehicle, and that's about 99% of the cars on the road today.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier, I'm a big fan of unleaded 88. I really am, because, again, the octane is good, and you have the benefit of helping out our corn farmers, so it's great. And unleaded 88 can go into cars 2001 and newer. That's a huge percentage, Heidi, of the cars on the road, right?
That's right, yeah. It's somewhere around 99% of the cars on the road. So, if your light-duty vehicle was manufactured since 2001, perfectly safe for you to be using unleaded 88.
And it saves consumers bucks along the way. So
yeah. Absolutely. Yes, somewhere around an average of 16 cents per gallon nationally.
Right. And you can find it in the key locations throughout North Dakota. So just look for that unleaded 88. It's a great way to go. And great to know that some big bucks were raised for the breast cancer awareness by choosing unleaded 88 and taking care of those organizations that help with a great cause. So it's
absolutely. It's, yeah, we're always excited to be a part of this and get the pump promotion. So look for that next October. And if you're looking for unleaded 88 in the meantime, most of those PetroServe locations, CashWise locations, Tesoro and Winemere, Valley Dairy and Grand Fork. If you are interested in finding a station near you, you can learn more at ndethanol.org as well.
ndethanol.org. All right, that sounds great. Heidi, anything else you want to tell us?
That's it. Thanks for having me, Scott. And yes, save money and save lives with the Pink at the Pump and save a little cash in your wallet here. If you're looking to save a little cash, be sure to fill up with Unleaded 88.
Great suggestions. Heidi Halgo, North Dakota Corn Utilization Council, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Thank you. Question of the day, what happened in the November 2022 election? Lots of answers to that today, and more welcome. You can call us at 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776, or by text at 701-237-1590. Lots of callers today, so I haven't got a chance to get to these texts, but I shall. Coming up here shortly. Stay tuned for that. Let's go to Hankinson and Tom. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, I actually had a question for Heidi regarding the ethanol. I was curious about the fuel mileage, whether it gets the same or better or worse than regular unleaded.
She's gone, so she can't answer that question, obviously. But I will tell you this, that I'm a big fan, especially of unleaded 88. And I have many times done the little test to say, okay, here's a tank or two without any ethanol in it and compare it to those with it. And I find it comes out very close. I've had it a few times where it's slightly less, a few times where it's slightly even. I just love our farmers enough. And celebrate the corn farmer in North Dakota, I'm happy to do it. So it's a choice for you at the pump. But I've heard other people suggest, oh, I don't get as much mileage on that. I don't have that problem. I've had it, as I say.
I did the same thing. It's about a horse apiece.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've done it a lot.
That's interesting.
Just as a
very interesting.
Just as a way to, I don't know, just to. It's fun to do. Honestly, it's fun to do.
I hear about supporting the farmers, and I love the agriculture in North Dakota, and I'll give it a try, definitely.
That's the biggest reason in my mind. I could drive by those cornfields and know that I'm doing my part. City boy. Let's go to Chris in Moorhead. Get you in here before the break. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, a couple of things about the election. I think abortion was a disappointingly large part of the vote. I'm really sad, especially because my mother was an unplanned pregnancy. And, you know, if my grandmother would have made a different choice, I wouldn't be here. I think voter ID is necessary. It's too early to tell how voter fraud has taken place. But another interesting thing is it'll be interesting to see what happens with student loans now, because Biden tried to buy votes with that. And I think he was counting on that collapsing the economy even more. But if his party still is in charge, we'll have to see how they deal with it, which will probably be poorly.
All right, Chris, appreciate that call. Good list there. Thank you.
More probably be poorly.
Yeah, exactly.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Looking at sleet on a cold Wednesday, seeing a forecast of you don't think it's sleet? You're looking at it like you think it's
I think it's just rain right now where we are, but yeah, to the west is this next couple of days is going to be a lot of fun
when it's cold out.
Yeah,
and you're getting wet. I call it sleet.
Yeah, that, okay.
But I think it could be called rain as well. And we are going to dodge a little bit of the bullet related to snow. But here's the deal. Whatever winter brings, if you have a hot spring spa or a hot spring sauna, life's going to be better.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Life is going to be better. And you almost kind of wish for the ugly stuff because you're like, well, fine, I'll get in the sauna. I'm good. Let me slip into the hot tub here. And the folks at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, are real professionals on finding just the right fit for you and your family, whether it be the Hot Spring Spa or the sauna, or for that matter, any of the wellness products they have at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. That's what they're selling, wellness. Wellness. Stop and see Vince and the crew. Real pros. They'll take good care of you. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck 2, Hot Spring Spas, and Pool Tables 2. Okay, let me run down some of the answers to the question, what happened? I don't trust these people any more than Satan himself, says this listener. I didn't last night or for years now. And I don't believe we're getting fair elections. All right? Election wasn't fair. I'm going to add that one to the list of people that have brought that up today. Another listener says, MAGA is alive and well, and Trump is strong, but nothing was done about 2020, so why would our side expect anything different this time? The caller earlier was right about McConnell and McCarthy and many others to blame. We need more fight. You know, I do think that's a strong message out of last night, Kev. I think the DeSantis way, I mean, put some people in candidate school down there with Ron DeSantis.
Oh, absolutely.
Do like he did.
Another friend texted, I don't want anything more to do with Donald Trump. Give me Ron DeSantis for the next president. DeSantis, 10 times the leader Trump is. DeSantis gets the farmers, older, younger, undecided voters. I think there's something to be said for that.
We're getting a little theme you're in the Trump camp or you're not. But
I don't think
you blame Donald Trump for what happened last night.
How do
those dots connect? I don't get that.
But again, he made that comment up, so he makes it more about him. But I go back to what our caller said, the gal that called from Minnesota, that, you know, he's so polarizing. He's so divisive. Use whatever word you want. And he showed us so many things that I am forever thankful to him for about the swamp and the muck of it. But I think that we need somebody like DeSantis that doesn't have that, that has the governor, that you know what I mean, not the political position, that has the ability to not let his mouth overrule his brain, which Trump does. That's where Trump takes those hits. But I think you look at Mike Pompeo, you look at some of the bench that the Republicans have, there's no worries. There's some great leaders there.
The balance of power in the House and the Senate, Republicans now have 200 to 174 seats. They need 218 for the majority. The Senate is deadlocked at 48, need 51 for the majority. So waiting for some races to finish there. But, you know what CNN is saying? It's too close to call.
Well, of course.
They got prayer rooms over there saying, no, please, no, please.
Depends
no,
who you're,
no, no,
who you're watching.
No, no, it can't be. It must not be. 200 to 174 in the House. Senate is locked up at 48. Need 51 for the majority there. So Republicans are close in the House for sure. 18 seats away from having that. And we're watching closely the Senate race in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Wisconsin. That's what we're watching. All right, back to a few more texts. I better get Diane in here. We're up against the clock. Diane, question of the day is what happened? You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I am probably one of the most proudest Trump supporter, but because of the left, they just despise and hate Trump so much that I think we're doomed, even if he runs again. I hate to say it.
Too big of a target, you're saying.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what we found out after the 2020 election. They would take anybody, and they did. They took Biden over, I mean, a sleeping goat. But it's just, I don't know. I'm so disappointed in yesterday's red wave that it's hard to comprehend. So.
Well, you don't put it on Trump, do you?
A little bit, because he should not have said I am his number one supporter. He should not have made a comment at that one rally last Saturday about making this big news or whatever. He should have just left it to the after the elections and then from there. But like I said, I don't blame. I kind of do, I guess. So anyway,
you put a little bit of the results of last night on Trump, is what you're saying.
A little bit.
Yeah. Interesting. appreciate your call very much. Glad to have the analysis. We've been asking all morning the question, what happened? And we'll continue to ask it and appreciate it right here on What's On Your Mind. We're also going to talk to one of the victorious candidates in North Dakota, Michael Howe, Secretary of State, elect in North Dakota, a little later on in the program today. So stay tuned. All of that is coming up on What's On Your Mind. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.